Today, January 21st, is the feast day of St. Agnes, virgin and martyr. We know about her life from the writings of St. Ambrose and St. Augustine. What we know about her is that she was perhaps only 12 or 13 years old when she gave her life in defense of her faith in Christ and to preserve her virtue of purity. She was a beautiful young Roman girl. She had become a Christian, had consecrated her life to Christ. She had many suitors, those who wanted to marry her, but she refused. She was reported to the government for being a Christian, and after refusing to offer the sacrifice to the pagan gods, she was eventually killed by the sword, beheaded for her faith in Christ, most likely around the year 300. So she's one of the great heroines of the early Catholic Church, along with St. Agatha, St. Cecilia, Felicity and Perpetua, these great women saints of the early Church. She was buried in the catacombs, and then later on, Constantine's daughter built a basilica in honor of St. Agnes, and her relics were enshrined there. Today there is the Church of St. Agnes right on the Piazza Navona in Rome, where her relics are enshrined. St. Maria Goretti is a modern-day St. Agnes, for example. Whenever you see images of St. Agnes, she's always holding the lamb because her name in Latin was so similar to the word lamb. And the innocence of the lamb is always portrayed when she... That symbol of the purity of the lamb is a beautiful symbol for St. Agnes, who gave her life for Christ and to preserve her chastity. I also want to mention a few words about another man who was, who's actually now a servant of God on his way to beatification and canonization. And he also has a connection to Lamb because his last name is Lamb. His first name is Alphonsus Lamb. He was a missionary to South America who died at the young age of 26. He was born in Tullamore, Ireland in 1932. And growing up, he had delicate health. He was very, very shy, quiet, beautiful soul, very sensitive, a humble and holy young man. He entered the Irish Christian Brothers and thought that that was his vocation, but he had to leave because of his poor health. And then at the age of 16, he joined the Legion of Mary. And then this is where he discovered what God's true calling was for him during his life. He got to know Frank Duff, the founder of the Legion of Mary. He experienced the great joy of serving our Blessed Mother and the Lord, being a member of the Legion of Mary. He then volunteered for missionary work and was sent to South America in 1953. He worked in Colombia, Argentina, Ecuador, Uruguay, and Brazil, and set up hundreds, even thousands of groups of the Legion of Mary all over South America, even in the prisons, even among the lepers. He was brilliant at motivating people and inspiring people to work for the Lord and our Blessed Mother. He had a deep prayer life. He went to Mass every day, prayed the rosary every day, did his De Montfort true devotion consecration each year. He wore, of course, the brown scapular of our Blessed Mother and the Miraculous Medal. And for the next 6 years, he evangelized South America, again setting up thousands of groups of the Legion of Mary, which helped to strengthen the Catholic Church in South America. After 6 years, it was discovered he had a cancerous tumor in his stomach. When they opened him up, they found he was full of cancer. He died at the young age of 26 in Buenos Aires. And he was then buried in the cemetery of the Irish Christian Brothers to commemorate the fact that he had been in the seminary at one time, but had to leave because of his poor health. His great love, of course, was the Eucharist and our Blessed Mother, and a great love for the salvation of souls. So he is now a servant of God, Alphonsus Lamb, on the way out today I'll give you a holy card, a prayer card of him. I encourage you to read about his life and pray for his intercession. Perhaps we can ask the Lord for a special miracle that could help raise him to the altars, to the beatification, and to canonization. So, servant of God, Alfie Lamb, we ask him to pray for us. When he died, the bishop said that God's Lamb has now been taken. And he died on the feast day of St. Agnes, who also, of course, was known for her great purity and the fact that her love of the Lord and her love of Christ gave her life as a virgin and a martyr for Christ. And servant of God Alphonsus Lamb also gave his life spent as a young missionary in South America.